what why he didn't get investigated. And it's just astonishing. Because, Janine, the most important thing about this story, and it's another thing that Americans don't know, as soon as the war ended, the U.S. started in the Manhattan Project, and then later the Atomic Energy Commission, working feverishly to figure out a way to mass produce atomic bombs. And by 1948, they were producing them at 100 a month. And why were they doing that when they thought that there'd been no spies in the project, and that the Soviet Union would not get an atomic bomb for at least 8 or 10 years after this one? You know, the two bombs were invented by the U.S. and tested on the Japanese. So the reason was they were preparing to attack the Soviet Union. There was even a day they estimated in 1954 that they were calling a day when it would be impossible to attack the Soviet Union preemptively because they'd have the bomb by then and be able to slip one into a harbor in the U.S. As retaliation. And that all fell apart when the Soviets detonated a carbon copy of the bomb that Ted was working on in 1949.
Well, in media, Dave, we know that U.S.-Russia relations are super simplistically presented. It's like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, you know, or King Kong versus Godzilla. And the fact that there are human beings making choices with the information that they have at the time and their thoughts about how what they're doing might be used, it's both difficult to think about and it's easy to obscure. And so some folks now are rattling the nuclear saber, if only rhetorically, again. And what do you think is the value of lifting up Ted Hall's story right now?
Well, first of all, he proved to be right. He did what Oppenheimer wouldn't do by, you know, actually sharing the secrets and making it possible for there to be two countries with the bomb. And the result was that we have not seen an atomic bomb used since Nagasaki. We're on the 79 years and counting since those two bombs were dropped, and none has been used because of, you know, multiple nations having the bomb. You just can't do it. And now whether that'll hold, it's always been pretty precarious, but it's the best that they've come up with is just having mutual assured destruction. It's not a good system, but, you know, it's here. I personally think that it's bluster still, because all the game planning, when they look at what happens if we use an atomic bomb or we reply with an atomic bomb when one is used, it always escalates within, you know, hours or days into a full-scale global strategic nuclear bombing and destruction of the Earth.
Right. Well, let me ask you finally, from a journalism or media perspective, some reviewers of the film in particular have said, essentially, humanizing Ted Hall at all, and the film talks a lot with his wife, Joan, humanizing him is bias, you know, because he was a traitor, the end. And then other people say, well, we don't really need Wikipedia-style history. We don't need news from nowhere. That it's a disservice to just present sort of big good versus big evil, and that starting from a human perspective helps us locate ourselves within this broad sweep of events that once they're done can seem inevitable. And I don't imagine that you would have been attracted to a story that was kind of cut-paste print. You know, the complexity, was that part of the draw for you?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, think about what he did. At the one hand, he thought that the bomb was a horrible, horrible thing. At the other, he was working feverishly trying to help them get it, because when he was hired, he thought it was important to get it before the Germans did. And then when he found that wasn't the case, he was still working on it because he knew that it was going to be built with him or without him. And yet, that meant he was contributing to when it was finally used, because he wanted to be able to give all the information to the Russians. He knew that there were going to be bombs used if that didn't happen. And I think that's correct, that it must have been torture for him to know that he had helped create what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Yet he felt it was the right thing. that he had done. So it was very complicated.
All right, then. Well, we'll leave it there for now. We've been speaking with Dave Lindorf. The new book, Spy for No Country, is out from Prometheus Books. Thank you so much, Dave Lindorf, for joining us this week on Counterspin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group, based in New York. For more information, you can check out our website, fair.org. The show is engineered by Riley Baer. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM over the airwaves in the city of Pittsburgh and online to the world on WRCT.org. The show is called An Experiment with Time, and we're kicking off tonight's experiment with Fela Kuti. We'll be right back. Those fellow Ransom Cootie and Africa 70 from 1972's Aphrodisiac. The track is called Chop and Quench and is the musical journey of a glutton who eats himself to death, according to the liner notes. You are listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize sound for the internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. This is a new pickup of mine from the past week, Bardo Pond, the Peel Sessions on Fire Records. This is recorded for the BBC in 2001. Amen. Bardo Pond from the Peel Sessions. Amen. Recorded in June of 2001. What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming public spaces in every neighborhood, clean air and water for all our residents, good jobs and strong local businesses. What do all of these have in common? Trees. If you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, you are an urban forest advocate. A message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. During these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking websites, but one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com, linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most waiting for kidneys. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, matchingdonors.com. And check out Radio Free Radio, Moths and the Mixers, Prosthetics, Meaningful Music, Radio Free Radio, Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. on WRCT. Womp Womp, I womp you to womp. I womp, you womp, we all womp for Womp Womp. Tune in Thursdays 2 to 3 p.m. for an hour of indie, folk, shoegaze, etc. with DJ Vern. And Kaleidoscope, an eclectic hour of music with your very own DJ Kate, Mondays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Add to the colorful mix by calling in requests. And music you can dye your hair and your bathroom purple to, Lavender Hour, Thursdays at 5 p.m. And this show is an experiment with time. airs every Saturday night at midnight right here on WRCT. We're listening to good old Chico Hamilton from 1966's The Further Adventures of Chico Hamilton.
Bye. sunkõrbes valge, valge, valge liiv. Ja üks mees, kes viib ka melite karavanini pika. Hommik, päev, öö on ainsad ajamärgid, need on sidunud meesti siin. Ja üksi kaunim on haare, mis neid päike tundub puuvaid. Stop, seisku aeg, nii kaebleb neid see kaamel siin, jutt aeva meid viib. Nüüd stop, seisku aeg, nii kaebleb neid see kaamel siin, jutt aeva meid viib. On mul laillimu siin, kiirus on toogutu õhus, kuid on surmav kaas. Ja mu mees, kes istub kõrval, hoiab rooli. Kõik ma olen saanud, mis seales olen ihkand kodul luksima, aga hingel on külm. Ma uurin silmanurgast meest, kes vaatab ainult teele. Stop, seisku aeg. Nii kaebleb neid see kaamel siin, jõud taeva meid viib. Nüüd stop, seisku aeg, nii kaebleb neid see kaamel siin, jõud taeva meid viib. Meid juh viib, meid juh viib, meid juh viib. Stop, seisku aeg, nii kaebleb neid see kaamel siin, jõud taeva meid viib. Nüüd stop, seisku aeg, nii kaebleb neid see kaamel siin, jõud taeva meid viib. Meid juh viib, meid juh viib, meid juh viib. Siin kuhu viib ette, kui kõikjal katastroofid metalli karvis kinnime. Üksi karavan teele ette jäi, ongi aega. Stop, seisku aeg, nii kaebleb neid see kaamel siin, jõud taeva meid viib. Nüüd stop, seisku aeg, nii kaebleb neid see kaamel siin, jõud taeva meid viib. Meid juh viib, meid juh viib, meid juh viib. Stop, seisku aeg, nii kaebleb neid see kaamel siin, jõud taeva meid viib. Nüüd stop, seisku aeg, nii kaebleb neid see kaamel siin, jõud taeva meid viib. Meid juh viib, meid juh viib, meid juh viib. Stop, seisku aeg, nii kaebleb neid see kaamel siin, jõud taeva meid viib. Nüüd stop, seisku aeg, nii kaebleb neid see kaamel siin, jõud taeva meid viib.
Chateau wall, dig up diabolical poop, Las Vegas casino, safe cracking thief, surfing with terrorists, down at Bondi Beach. But I'm stuck at some other one. No fancy tags in my clothes, the least noticed person. The world's never known. Romeo takes a swallow. I want to trade sex for information. That man. Did you get his name? What did he imagine how I feel. Unsexy, uncool. Like a tall man should, I make myself small. I want to be special. I'm the least special of all. Romeo, take a swallow. I want to trade sex for information. When you're small and gray, they all want to know your... What's your name?
Peter Bergman, TV star. How I wonder who you are. Such nice clothes. Where's the tags? In the purple shopping bag. Fashion icon at the beach. Take out your trash, but be discreet. Grab a snack before you go. Drop off the mail and hit the road. Likes his privacy. When he's out, no photos, please. Peter Bergman, TV star. How I wonder who you are.
Small Gray Man, opening track from Uranium Club's new album, Infants Under the Bulb. Before that, Stop Seisku Aig from Veli Junis. Estonian funk cover of Frida's I See Red. Before that, Rail Band. That's off of a new reissue on Mississippi Records of Rail Band's self-titled 1973 album. Just really great West African music out of Mali. Awesome era of West African music. And before that, similar vibes from a new compilation out on Hot Casa Records, Togo Soul 2. This is An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. We're going to keep the experiment rolling here with Yoni Meraz. We got Painkillers on the table right now. Thank you.
sense in your eyes, and I do think that I know why, that you left us on the street till you would die. Bitterness inside me fills my brain. I love them very much, but just the same. All we ever got from them was pain. Every time was us that got the blame. Yes, and all we ever got from them was pain. All we ever got from them was pain. Thank you.
incredible guitar work there from Julian Lage off of his latest album. That track was called Tiburon. Before that, good old Alex Chilton off of the Nothing Can Hurt Me soundtrack. All We Ever Got From Them Was Pain. And what did we have before that? We had Molly Obomzawin, really incredible spiritual modal jazz. The track was called Lineage. The album came out, I believe, 2022, pretty recently. It's called Sweet Tooth is the album. You've been listening to Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm about to sign off here, but have a great night, folks. Take care of yourselves.
Listening to WRCT's annual Massive Music Weekend,
where our DJs are showcasing some of their favorite artists in half-hour blocks.
That's 60 hours of programming divided into 120 artist blocks all weekend long.
Check out the complete schedule at WRCT.org.
Thanks for listening, and now back to the music.
Won't you let you kiss?